Okay, we are back. On the line with us, Doug Chatterton. He is the president and CEO of Great Floors. And Doug, great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dave.
You know, you've got an interesting feature on your website where you list all the 23 locations, and you can click on it, and it shows you a photo of the store itself. And these are all pretty large and unique buildings, according to what I saw. And they're all pretty large, it also appears to me. Talk about the decision to have these types of structures in the Great Floors organization.
We started as a stocking retailer, but found that was very beneficial for new home construction as well, in that if we bought trailer loads and shipped them by rail, we could knock our freight price down significantly, and that gave us a competitive advantage. And so we've been using a lot of those formerly retail key products in our new home construction with our builder partners, and been very, very competitive because we had stocking stores. So many of our stores are in the 50,000 square foot range. I think our smallest is 15,000. But we look to do in excess of 10 million out of each unit. So you generally need a larger facility just to handle that much volume.
I've got you. Now, you also handle products other than flooring. Talk about that, and do you see adding more products in the future?
That's interesting. The timing of this call is quite relevant to that question. We just, July 8th, sold our granite fabrication business to an industry-leading company called Flowform. And they're the largest in North America. But we were competing with them, and they're experts in that field, and we are not. But we needed it to further our relationship with our home builders. So we are no longer doing that, but we have a partnership with Flowform to supply their product for all our home builders and some multifamily products or projects. But the countertop business got us into the cabinet business. Mm-hmm. And the cabinet business, can be very lucrative, and sometimes not with a new home builder because they're quite price sensitive, but with a person remodeling their kitchen or bath, we often find we're very competitive on cabinets, and they enjoy the one-stop shopping. So that's been a really fun growth area for us over the last few years.
I guess in a situation where seemingly fewer individuals are walking through retail floor covering stores, having more items to sell is certainly a benefit.
Yes. And, the other thing, the industry's changed so much. Carpet was, you go back 25 years ago, it was 85% of our sales, and it's about 40% now. And there's so much redundancy in carpet that we didn't need to display as much carpet. So now in those 8,000 and 10,000 foot showrooms, we have plenty of room for a cabinet display.
Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting.
So it's just kind of being like a chameleon and adapting to changes in the industry, and that's been fun.
Very interesting.